Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, though, we're coming back home because it's a busy day of campaigning for all election candidates today. Many political parties are out promising measures to help families. So our reporter Brian O'Connell has been to Gardner's Hill in Cork City this morning to ask people if they've been influenced by what's being promised.
No, not at all. I don't think they will cap the childcare things at all.
Is there anything you've heard that's turned your head that's made you think?
Not so far, no. I don't think they will keep to anything. I think they're just going to say anything to try to get more votes, but I don't think any of them purposes are going to come true. There was plenty of chances to do it. Even in the last budget, they could have done it, but sure, look, there's nothing come true. There's a lot of creches and stuff closing down because there's not funding there to support them.
And you would have got the child benefit payment recently. Was that a help?
It was a help, but it wasn't. It's not enough either. To know once off is not going to do a big impact.
Just general day-to-day costs are probably more of an issue. These are all things that could have been done over the last 4 years. Well, 4 years, 100 years. Yeah, they're making promises now. It seems like a lot of electioneering, which is short-term things as well in the budget were all...
So the one-off measures, the double child benefit that just came through.
Yeah, so it does all seem to be, you know, it is the same story. Inflation has gone up like 20% over 5 years or something like that. My salary hasn't gone up 20% in 5 years, so...
Do you listen to anything that's been promised?
Nothing.
Why?
Because they've done it for years and years and years and they can't keep their promise, none of them. You know, they come to the door and they say they'll do this, do that, do that.
What about the childcare fees then?
Well, I think they're... Because my own daughter works. I was working up to last year and I had to give up my job to look after my grandkids while my daughter works because she couldn't afford the...
So it didn't make sense for her to work and pay childcare fees?
No, no. And pay rent and everything, no.
So that means then your income is impacted?
Yeah, so I've lost.
So if she had more cost-effective childcare...
I could carry on working and she could carry on, yeah.
Is there anything you've heard in terms of promises, and I don't want to single out any individual party,
No. But
is there anything you've heard that's made you think about them or turned your head or listen to what they're saying? No.
No,
you're quite sceptical.
Yeah, not one of them.
Do you listen to what's been promised?
Do I listen to it? I listen to it. I know that it is not going to be promised because it never, you know, they don't always...
Follow through.
Exactly. I spend so much on childcare. It's like a mortgage. It's nearly more than my mortgage on childcare because I have 4 kids.
When you hear of various political parties saying they're going to do something on childcare now, are you left thinking, well, what about the last 5 years?
Yeah, but if they came true now, it would be amazing.
So that's something you're likely to listen to?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I will certainly vote for anybody who saves me money.
Brian O'Connell there, speaking to people on Gardner's Hill in Cork City, and we're joined now in the studio by our reporter Una Kelly. So Una, there's a sentiment there coming through what Brian heard, that members of the public are a bit wary of these promises being made by political parties, but can you take us through what exactly the parties are saying today on these promises to help families?
Yes, Claire, well, we're really seeing the political parties zoning in on trying to pick up votes from families. All of the parties are making promises that they say will mean young families are better off, and all of the parties are also committing to some kind of cap on childcare costs. We know it's a massive expense for families, as a lady said there in Brian's Vox. It's like a second mortgage for her. So this is going to be Fine Gael's big policy focus today. They're pledging a double payment of child benefit every August to help with back to school costs. They're also saying there'll be a €200 per month cap on childcare for one child. That's up to a €600 cap for an entire family. And they're also saying they intend to bring in a higher rate of parents' benefit for those who've been in the workforce for a longer time. Now, Fianna Fáil, in their manifesto, are also promising a similar €200 cap on childcare, also talking about an increase in child benefit payments and child support. The Green Party also committing to a €200 cap on childcare. And party leader Roderick O'Gorman has been very quick to mention how he says he brought down childcare costs when he was children's minister. Now, Sinn Féin and in September, they pledged to introduce childcare that would only cost families no more than €10 per day. And in their alternative budget, which was published earlier this year, they mentioned a €10 increase in child benefit and double payments in October and December. The Labour Party also promising the €200 cap on childcare. The Social Democrats say it will be €250. People Before Profit Solidarity, meanwhile, well, they have a policy of universal free childcare.
So clearly there's a real focus on childcare and on families. Lots of pledges there across the board. What are the parties doing today? What are they up to? Where are the leaders going to be?
Fine Gael leader Simon Harris, he'll be on the south side of Dublin City today campaigning. Fianna Fáil are on Capel Street in Dublin this morning. Now, they're there to launch a plan to get more people living in the city centre. This was a key recommendation, you'll remember, from the Dublin City Task Force report that was published recently, aiming to make the city a bit more welcoming and safe. But the party leader Micheál Martin will be out on the campaign trail in Kildare. Now, Sinn Féin today, they're hosting an event in Dublin. They're going to outline their plan to represent and protect workers' rights. Party leader Mary Lou MacDonald will be down south though in Cork and Limerick today. She's due to meet disability activist Joanne O'Riordan. Now, the other parties, they all have a focus on housing today, which is of course one of the big issues of the election. And that coincides with the Daft report being published today, which shows another continued rise in rents. The average monthly rent in the country is now just under €2,000 per month, according to that report. The Green Party's focusing on how they intend to tackle vacant and derelict properties. They say that'll get it back into the housing stock. Labour, meanwhile, they're setting out more details on a plan to protect renters. That includes a freeze on rents until housing supply improves. Social Democrats, meanwhile, they have two policy focuses today, one on renters with their renters charter, and they're also outlining a policy to combat domestic, sexual and gender-based violence. People Before Profit, meanwhile, they're focusing on their plans to protect Irish neutrality. That includes keeping the triple lock.
Okay, and we will have more on those increasing rents later on in the programme. So we're only just a handful of days in. I think this is day six, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil like regularly swiping at each other, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you think about from they're coming from working in government together to having public spats most days so far in the campaign, I suppose that's those tensions that mostly were contained behind closed doors over the past few years. They're now being publicly unleashed with the parties trying to, I suppose, differentiate themselves in voters' minds. So Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have been making swipes at each other every day. And we're now seeing a trend in the past couple of days of Fine Gael trying to pick holes in some of Fianna Fáil's policies. The latest came yesterday evening when Fine Gael's Pascal Donoghue questioned certain figures and tax raising measures that were laid out in Fianna Fáil's manifesto. Jack Chambers from Fianna Fáil then hit back, calling his comments disingenuous and misleading.
That's extraordinary, really. But they're trying to set themselves apart from each other. Sinn Féin then are trying to focus attention back on housing. Is that what's happening?
Absolutely. That's a real key focus for the party. They want to get back to those basics, and they obviously think that they would have a lot of votes that they can pick up based on policies in this area. Now, they were outlining yesterday that their target for house building would be 370,000 homes built over the next 6 years. They do want to scrap the First Home Scheme and also the Help to Buy schemes. Their point is that they're arguing those schemes only push up house prices. But probably the biggest change they're talking about is how they want to reshape the government's affordable home scheme. Basically, they have a plan where the buyer would purchase the home, but not the land underneath it. The party's arguing that this would make prices more affordable.
Okay, and we know that other parties are taking them to task over that and saying that they see that there could be issues with that down the line. Now, it's not just Sinn Féin, though, on housing, because we are seeing a lot of other parties trying to bring the discussion around to this, aren't we?
Yes, Claire, this was, I suppose, from the outset of this election campaign, likely to be, it was seen as one of the pivotal issues. So Labour and Social Democrats, as I mentioned, they're focusing on renters today. Now, the Green Party, their plan is to build 50 to 53,000 new homes a year. They don't want to scrap the Help to Buy scheme, but they're talking about making it available to renters who want to buy their home off their landlord. And meanwhile, People Before Profit Solidarity are proposing a state-run construction company that they claim could cut the cost of building a home by €200,000.
Una, thank you so much. You're going to be with us every morning on the show over the election campaign. You're going to be busy. You're going to be charting the stories that happen as we go through the days ahead. And a reminder to you listening that we have lists of declared candidates in constituency profiles on the RTE News website. You can find them at rte.ie/constituencies. Now, coming up next on the programme, as controversies surrounding the UN COP29 climate summit continue, we're going to hear about Ireland's involvement in the negotiations.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.